Views and opinions expressed by hosts, invited speakers, and callers do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the Black Talk Media Project or the Black Talk Radio Network.
This is the key. Welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, aka Dave from LA, and just want to thank you all for joining us today. Today is Tuesday, and it is April the 5th, 2016, and we have a live show for you today, and I just want to sincerely thank you all for listening to us, because you could be somewhere else other than right here, and we are so grateful to you all, and hope that you have been learning, and would love to hear from a lot of you, because it's just good, because it's so funny when you're doing this type of show. The only thing that you're looking at is the walls, and you don't even know if there's anybody out there or anything else. And it's just funny how that works. So would love to hear from some of the callers. I love hearing from all of the callers that we do have. Don't ever be shy, because your voice, your opinion, and what you think is so, so important. It actually helps other people. And I think that's something that we really, really need to make a commitment to, is to actually spread the overall, our opinion, so that it can be used for ourselves and other people to actually develop and to nurture the best outcome that we possibly could have. So, so important. So with that being said, everyone, the way in which we are able to do that is because of Black Talk Radio Network and all of the programs that Black Talk Radio Network brings you. So make monetary donations. Yes, please make monetary donations, because this is what keeps Black Talk Radio Network alive. The programs have their purpose. They do their part of it all. But you, the listener, is something that you're going to have to take up and invest in monetarily, cash-wise, in order for it to maintain its overall direction, growth, and to stay and to continue to do and to bring to you the programs that are brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. So, have $3, $5. Let me tell you something. All of the campaigns that they're raising, don't give your cash to that type of stuff. Give it to where it really works. Give it to where it can, some things can be done collectively good. That has been done so many times, from when the last CEO of America ran, and what changed? Nothing. And what happens is every year you get a progression of worse individuals, and the next person is going to be worse than this last CEO. A lot of you know, if you don't know some of the things that he was engaged in or was done under his so-called direction, which really wasn't, just celebrity figurehead, it's been no different than the last people and the people before that, and this is only going to continue to get progressively worse. If we are going to do something that is going to bring about a different effect, then we need to actually put our energy in a different direction. We need to put our energy into real sustainable solutions. And I believe that Black Talk Radio Network offers, and the programs that are here offer you many of those. And so support the donations that you would have gave to Hillary, that you would have gave to Bernie, that you would have gave to any of the other people, from Trump to Cruz to all of us. Don't give those people anything. Don't fall for that. Give it where it can actually be beneficial to your community, to you and people just like you, and to all of humanity itself. We've given more to enough to them. We've given our energy, our blood, our prosperity, and we have gotten nothing in return. Only thing that we've gotten is rusted chains that seem to get tighter and actually take over more of our bodies. And that is what is going to continue to happen. So yes, send $2, send $5, send $10, send $20, send $10 if you possibly can to Black Talk Radio Network, so that this can actually continue to go in the direction that is going and bring you the things that are needed. Don't give it to these fraudulent. And let me tell you something about the candidates. You know, I know there's a different opinion on everything, but I'm going to tell you something. Until the people start to decide outside of having leaders of anything, but have a collective movement in something, then whatever it is that leads you will destroy you. Nothing will change. Nothing will change. It has to come from the people deciding that they are going to take responsibility because they care enough to make sure that things get done the way that represents the will of the people collectively, individually, and culturally. Huge, huge thing. So, Black Talk Radio Network, give donations, monetary donations, donate your time. But the monetary donations are more important than anything else right now, because it is just, you know, it's taxing, it's time consuming, it's expensive, and it's something that we have to take care of in order to have it. But, you know, at some point, sometime, especially for all of you that listen to Black Talk Radio Network, listen to me for a minute, please. If you have donated, thank you so much. And for those of you that are thinking about donating, now's the time to do it, because you think about it. You've taken enough from it. Now it's time to give it back. Because if we don't have heirlooms, just like the heirloom seeds, because what do? They give and they take. They give back. And we have to be heirlooms. We have to become heirlooms among each other and give back. So make monetary donations to Black Talk Radio Network. We're greatly appreciated. Also, let's go to Tando Radio Show on Facebook and check out some of the articles that we've had posted there. If you have any questions or comments that you want to direct to me, you could do it there. You could personal message me there. Or you could comment on some of the articles that are there. You can share them. You can, you know, if there's some things that you would like to see us do, you can send that to us and we'll do that. You know what? We need to have my man, Brother Braggs, come on soon. I know he's been real busy with different things and just preparing himself. And now would love to have Brother Braggs on. So, Brother Braggs, give me a call today via – I have a couple of classes today, but give us a call here on the show or give me a call later this evening so we can talk about a show that you need to do. Also, Doc Hawkins, I missed your call today because I was getting ready for the show, but let's catch up at any time, Doc Hawkins. Okay, so let's check out some of the articles that we have posted there. Very important one. Oh, well, you know what? There were some that we didn't get to touch yesterday before we went into yesterday's show, because we were definitely falling behind. And I would like to say before we get started, forgot on the news stuff, what's in the news. Everyone, if you're interested in the precious metals class that we are teaching, one brother sent me a message today and didn't have any content in the message, Mr. O'Brady, Brother Rodney. If you could resend me a message, I'm not quite sure because I didn't have any content in the overall email. So if you could resend an email to me, I would greatly appreciate it. Vicki Collins, if you're listening to Tando Radio Show right now, Vicki Collins, get in contact with me also. And you can definitely email me or email me at wolf6pack1@gmail.com, or you can text or call me at 951-790-8330. Give me a call. Vicki Collins. Then there was a couple of things that we didn't touch on yesterday that we need to touch on. Okay, we left off here. Okay. We talked about that one. Okay, here's where we left off. Okay, yesterday. There was, no, we talked about that one. Did that one? I think we did them all. I think we did them all for yesterday. Yes, we did. Okay, I know one that we didn't do yesterday was Obama. Before I do that, dang on it. Before we get into what's in the news, if you are interested in the precious metals training, definitely, which leads into the preparedness training, you can email me. You know the number, 951. I mean, you can text me, 951-790-8330, or you can email me at wolf6pack1@gmail.com. And that class is $25 a month, and you will get the precious metals, and you will get the preparedness portion of it. The precious metals is very important. You will learn the intrinsic value of precious metals. You will learn how to leverage them, gain interest off of them. You will learn the historical relevance of it all. And more importantly, you will see how it's going to play in the future and how it can be very beneficial to you and your family. Just buying the precious metals is not going to be enough. You actually need to have some information so that you won't lose the precious metals that you have. And I don't, it doesn't really matter how much you, if you don't know really a lot about it history wise and why it does some of the things it does in the market, you won't hold it for long. Trust me. So just give us a, get into the precious metals class. You'll be glad that you have gotten into it because it's so involved in what's going on in today's world. So if you'd like to do that, you can contact me that way. And also, if you are looking to learn how to trade in the Forex market while earning, while learning, and also developing a there's a compensation plan for referrals that's there within it. I prefer the trading itself, but people are doing extremely well with the referral programs that they have within the iMarket Live International.com settings. And there's some, if you're interested in that, what I want to do is this. Let me, 1 second, because I can't do two things at one time. There are some, I'm going to give you this week some iMarket Live accounts that you can log in under that would be great to get you started. And it's $200 a month, then it's $150 a month after that. But after you bring once you bring three people in, or just over three people, what happens is that they will actually pay you just short of $150, and then you can use that for your overall payment on for the inclusion. And everyone else that you bring in after that, that cash can be yours to trade with or do whatever it is that you want to do with. And so, and what I wasn't able to do was running a little late today, but what I'm going to do is definitely later on, I need to look into my iMarkets account. And I want to go by order for some of the people that have signed up first. And I'm going to give you some iMarkets accounts that you can sign up under that are within our groups. That's really, really good. I'm going to give this one right off the back because I have this one. And I'm going to go in kind of the order of some of the people that have signed up. And I'll go some of the iMarkets Live accounts that you can sign up under outside of iMarketsLiveInternational.com. You could do it there. I mean, I'll still manipulate it and everything else. But some of the other ones is tomydestiny.imarketslive.com. And there is also I got to check on that one. What is that one? There's a couple of other ones. I will bring some of those to you. Got to put them all together. So I will bring you some other iMarkets Live account that you can sign up under. And then once you become a member with us also, I will be featuring your iMarkets Live account also with on the radio here, because I want to make sure that everyone is getting the things and positioning themselves accordingly for this whole thing. So I will bring you some more other iMarkets Live accounts for you to sign up under. But let me just tell you, it's yesterday was a really, really good day for the people that traded. And I didn't trade earlier this morning, but the people that traded, yesterday that took the trade that we were talking about. It did very, very well. And then also last night was about to get into a trade, but I didn't get into it. Got kind of busy and distracted, and I missed it, and I would have done extremely well last night. Just to anticipate doing very well. And I love the group that we have because of what we're doing. We're different than the rest of traders because traders are a different breed of people. We're looking at things from a standpoint of what's the best interest so that we can take from the market without giving anything back as much as we possibly can. So this is a great opportunity for you to learn something that you can have intrinsic value with from now on, and you can use this to whatever it is that you want to do financially, you can use the cash that you get there for, which I really think you should be doing, is devoting it and moving it into assets that you should be saving in. And also, we have a great group, and there's other things that we are going to be doing, and the great talents within our overall group. We're going to also look at other avenues of generating income from that group. So we are going to do some really great, great things. So if you're interested in that, I will bring you some more of the other iMarket Live accounts. I didn't have that all scripted today, but I'll go and I'll have it scripted for the rest of the week to give you some. But you can still sign up at iMarketsLiveInternational.com, and then I'll be able to move people around, because one of the things I want to do is the people that sign up with us, I want to try to get you is you know, some people underneath you so that you can actually earn cash in another way so that you can use it to trade and just overall prepare. And of course, the ultimate goal is to fire your boss. And that's what we're going to be all about. So if you're interested in that, go ahead and reach out to us. You can text me also on that, or you can go to iMarketsLiveInternational.com, and then we will get you everything that you need, and then you can start the process of learning how to trade within the iMarket system, and then some of the things that we do within our own group that we have that I think is going to grow and continue to be extremely powerful. So that's what we have going on. Now let's jump into what's in the news. Some of the things that are in the news, and we're going to go to our Facebook page that's there. And everyone, when you're there, please check it. I guess this is real important. Give us a like when you're there. And if you like to comment, you can do that. Okay, now, this one is very, very telling, as I like to always say, from Wall Street, from WSJ.com, which is WallStreetJournal.com. And my commentary, capital controls are increasing. This is twofold, something I want to say about this. JP Morgan Chase sets $1,000 daily ATM limits for some big spenders. And that's for their non-customers. And check out this article, because it's talking about the overall capital controls. Let me tell you how severe these capital controls are going to be. And this is the setup before everything starts to collapse that will cause many people other than you that are here, because everyone that is here, I know, is preparing and positioning themselves, because you've been here long enough and you know the severity of it and how serious this is going to be. And you can see things unfolding from your research, some of our research and everyone else's, that you have been preparing. And I'm so glad that you have, because that is what's going to make us stronger. Now, in that preparing, what you're going to start to see is that people that haven't been preparing are going to get extremely desperate when this thing kicks off in the high gear. And let me tell you, it's going to come as a thief in the night. So what this story was basically telling is that JP Morgan had changed where it was no limits for their customers or for other customers from other banks with their ATM machines. So you could have went and withdrawn thousands upon thousands of dollars, $10,000, whatever, $20,000. And they used to allow that to happen, and all of this stuff is starting to change, because in Greece and in the Ukraine, in the Ukraine, when everything went down in the Ukraine, people were taking out tens of thousands of dollars a day, and it was basically a run on the banks. That's really what it is, a run on the banks, and the banks hate for runs to happen on them. So what do? They put in capital controls so you can't get your cash at the time of that you need it the most. Why? Because you have blind faith in the system, not you all, because we've talked about this, but people – start to panic and get in lines and want to fight all of a sudden and say that these people have stole their cash from them. No, they've been telling you that they were going to seize your cash for years, but you were too busy and too comfortable doing other things and not paying attention. You were waving off all of the indications that were warning you that things were going to, whenever you ignore a warning, you won't be able to ignore what the warning was trying to give you heads up on. You won't be able to ignore those consequences. So people get all upset. My thing is, why are you upset? You knew or should have known that this stuff was coming. Now, there are some people that are totally naive to it all and have no clue that this is going on. That's just some of the things in life. That happens to a lot of us at different times. But there are many people that have been all humbug and all, I'm forgetting, I'm doing, but you don't know nothing. And then all of a sudden it hits, and then now they all upset, because people, beyond being wrong, and people hate to be wrong, which is okay. It's probably the best thing to be more than not, so that you can learn as much as you possibly can. But the thing is that people will be desperate. They will be desperate. And this is going to be a problem. So for people, and I would say, be careful who you talk to now, because we are getting close to this. Now, what this story is talking about on the capital controls because of the bank runs that they instituted. And let me tell you something about what they did here. They intentionally did it because they are always psychologically evaluating the response of the people. And they do it in strategically throughout different parts of the world so that they will know the overall sentiment of the people and how they're going to respond. So what did they do? They don't want they want the bank runs, but they want them in a way that is going to hurt the people and bring in the overall new system that they want to enhance against the general population. So now JP Morgan is putting in new ATM machines. So that those ATM machines, they say they'll give you $1,000 for non-customers, and the other, their regular customers can get out as much as they want. But what they're going to do is, it's not going to be happening with the new machines. This thing is, and they're going to change the denomination of what they spit out now. They're not just going to give 20s. They're also going to bring in 50s, bring in 10s, 20s, fives and ones. And let me tell you why they're going to do that. And see, a lot of people say, oh, that's good because now I can get, you know, this and that. No, let me tell you what's really going on. This is another way of performing major capital controls, because they're only going to say you're going to be able to get $3 a day. And they're going to just spit out $3, one, two, three. And those $3 won't be able to buy nothing, because it has the purchasing power of nothing. Do you realize, since the early 1900s, when a dollar had the purchasing power of 99 cents of 4 quarters, of 10 dimes, of 20 nickels, of 2 50-cent pieces, when it had the purchasing power of $1, since that time, roughly around the time that they started, the Federal Reserve Act was instituted off of Jekyll Island in Georgia, the U.S. dollar had the purchasing power of $1. Do you realize what the purchasing power of $1 is now? How about it's below 5 cents? And if the people don't wake up to what's happening and prepare for this truth, there's no economist in the world that could come on and refute that. And not only that, don't listen to those people, because they are being paid by the system to keep you as ignorant, so that when they spit out $1 bills, one, two, three of them, that you will have your 2 feet in line crying and thinking about, what am I going to do now? I should have did something here. And this is going to be a time in which what you forgot to take care of is going to be the problem for tomorrow. You cannot sleep on getting prepared. You cannot sleep on generating other streams of income. You cannot sleep on understanding some of the intrinsical truths of currency and money. You cannot sleep on getting the necessary means in of getting assets that will be able, so that you will be able to withstand the overall onslaught of the storm, and more importantly, be in a position of advantage to actually seize on the opportunities that will be here. This is why JP Morgan is going to put in new machines, and they're going to put different denominations in them, because that's all they're going to give out. $3. I don't know if that's going to be the exact amount, but it doesn't matter if it's $3. It's still not really dollars, because it has no purchasing power of a real dollar. Most of us don't even know what a real dollar is. And this is going to be a problem for people. There is, everyone will know the real purchasing power of the paper dollar very soon, when no one will be accepting it. Then you will know it, the way of pain. I've always said, I've always lived by, and I'm glad that I have, because I'm subject to it, and we all are. A fool learns from experience. A fool learns from experience, while the wise heeds good instructions. And this is going to be we are going to be foolishly led to our own economic demise, and we will be willing to surrender anything, just as long as we can eat, and just as long as we won't have to go to those lines at the FEMA regions and at the FEMA prison. And then ultimately the FEMA prison doors are going to be closed, and they're going to say, this is the new policies of now. You need to work for everything. And they're going to say, for all of you that were in debt, this is what is going to be. They're setting you up to change the system to be more demonically controlled over your life, until they will have it out that, yes, we do worship and we do follow these rituals. And they say, if you want to eat, you will too. And a lot of us, and they're already doing this through music. They're doing this through the pleasure and the comfort of things. They're already, listen to what these artists are saying. It's completely demonic. And that is not because they thought it was cool to write that in the song. That's because that is the psychological bombardment and the psychological conditioning for you to continue to sign your soul, your physical body, and your will over to the demonic realm that will exploit and enslave it. So up to you on what you're going to do. What you going to do. So check out that article. Next one. Next article comes from MSN.com. Panama Papers reveal big holes in the U.S. enforcement. This is all the purge coming. I've been talking about it and been trying to give you clues on, yo, this is what they're going to be doing. This is their plan. Prepare yourself. Do not reject. Do not reject what's going on. Prepare for what's going on. What I mean by don't reject the warnings. At some point, at some time, you're going to have to build your own ark. And once you start to build your ark, then believe me, and once you have decided that you are going to build your ark, the great creator God Almighty will ensure that you have the right tools, equipment, and the means in which to protect yourself. It's not going to leave you out. Not going to leave you out to get wet. Not going to leave you out to be burned. Not going to leave you out to actually be taken advantage of. If you understand that you're needing to do something different, but if you continue to follow the system of demise, regardless of how much you think that you are doing something other than, no, there is no way that great creator God Almighty will go against your free will. But check this out. Are you ready? The great creator God Almighty won't go against those demonic entities' free will either. You have to choose to be about the peace and use your energy and free will for that. See, there are so many misconceptions about how this whole thing works. The great creator God Almighty can't go against your free will nor anyone else's, because that's the great power of that gift. So,
Brother Dave, before you move on, can I just stress how important of a point that is that you just made? Because, you know, a lot of our people, and I'm not going to mischaracterize or target anyone for a particular religion, but we know a lot of our people in the black community that we think the answer to solving our problems is, you know, just get on our knees and pray and what have you.
Right.
And think that, but you just made a very important point in that just like we have free will, so do those who are abusing us have free will. And if anybody is going to put a stop to it, it's going to be us. It's not going to be somebody, you know, it's not going to be the creator violating other people's free will to get them to stop doing something when you have been blessed with all the tools to stop them yourself.
Exactly, Scotty. And that's exactly what I've seen throughout history. And a lot of people, you know, and you see, Scotty, where people will say, well, why would God allow this? No. How about this? We have allowed this because we choose not to do anything against it. Let me tell you something. Energy continues to move in a way, in the path of least resistance. Yes, it's just like water. It flows. So if someone decides to do something, God Almighty won't go against it, nor can the great creator God Almighty go against it, because then that would be manipulative in all nature. God, the great creator God Almighty didn't make anybody to be a slave to anything. The great creator God Almighty made everyone to be a lover and a sustaining driving force in everything, to work collectively together to have what? Heaven everywhere you go, to create. So the great creator God Almighty is not going to go against those demonic entities' free will. If they want to bring hell on earth, guess what? Why do you think hell on earth is here? Because they decided collectively to do it. And the only thing that stops that is given the great gift that you have to decide to say no. And you can't use the same consciousness that they developed that created the problem to change the problem. You're going to have to use your free will, your God-given free will, to move in a different direction. And then what happens? One of the things about the current, the flow of energy is this, is when you get in the stream of it, it assists you even more. Now you'll have the power of the tailwinds from the great creator God Almighty. Why? Because that's where God goes. There is no devil that challenges the great creator. Who told you that? If there's any devil that challenges the great creator, that means that the great creator, God Almighty, isn't the great creator. It's just like the same entities that are challenging it. But what that does happen is that those entities challenge the gifts that your great creator has given. And that being your free will, that being you, because you are not the great creator, but you have some of the same abilities of the great creator, but you are not the great creator. And I'm pretty sure most of you, knowing who you are and me knowing who I am, I'm glad I'm not either, because we can get our problems and so quickly that we will think that we are like the Most High. But let me tell you a big lie and misconception. There could never be any devil, any demonic entity that could challenge the great creator God Almighty. Quit giving into these fallacies. It's you that's being targeted, because when you don't pay attention to what the real dynamics of this asymmetrical spiritual war that we're fighting, then you'll never know how to defend yourself, because you won't know the strengths that you have. You keep waiting on God, and God is busy tailwinding other people that are in that same vortex and in that same jet stream. Not coming back for you. or why would you come back for something that you've already developed? That would mean that you made a mistake in the beginning. Man, get away from these lies that are being taught to us through the rituals. How in the world can the great creator God Almighty make a mistake and say, oh, I need to fix this? What? No. The great creator, everything that the great creator God Almighty has created lives and does well outside of the influence of people that choose to sabotage it. We are dealing with saboteurs. And we are dealing with people that want to be like the Most High, but not like the Most High and what they told you. See, they even defile and with the lies and the debauchery of the image of the great creator. They want you to worship them. They want you to worship them. Why? Because then you'll be a slave to them. The great creator God Almighty doesn't want you to be a slave in any form or fashion. This is why the earth sustains itself in the way in which it does. And every once in a while, when you and when we folks get out of hand, it'll shake the mess out of us and get rid of us. Why? Because we become a plague. It has its own free will too. This is so important that we understand how great the gifts and the creation of our spirit has been by the great creator. If you made a masterpiece and then now given that masterpiece over to someone to actually energize it in the direction in which it goes, you are not going to get any assistance from unless you are still operating in what the intention for you to have been. See, a lot of us don't get so-called prayers answered because we are not doing and we are not in the tailwinds of who we're supposed to be. We're busy asking and taking for our own gain. That's why I always say before you ask for a blessing, to be a blessing. The great creator before, you think about it, the great creator wanted to bless. When are we going to be in that tailwind? And I'm going to tell you, the devil comes to steal and destroy. There's so many of us that have that same, been taught to actually think that that is the way that we need to enact our every day. This is why so many of us, you know, are schizophrenic. We are always, not only that, we are always angry. Always angry and mad. Yes, there are good reasons for certain things, but there's a difference between being angry and there's a difference between being mad. It's a huge difference. And we've lost in so many ways because we've been brought up in this and it's been institutionalized and it's been reinforced by people that we love that we know mean us well, but they just were practicing the wrong rituals because they didn't know themselves. This is why you have to realize that the world is bigger than the block that you live on. You got to look at the world from the standpoint of the great creator. Nothing is wrong. So when the great creator looks at everything that's going on here, nothing is wrong because they're choosing to do that. Hopefully those immature knuckleheads will grow up one day and start to do something differently and start to bring the heaven to their lives instead of creating the hells in which they live in. Because the great creator God Almighty doesn't have a hell that was created by them. It was created by the free will of those that decided to sabotage and to bring death and destruction. So it's something that we really, really need to pay more attention to and start to see the power of us and who we really, really are and stop following these demonic rituals through the programmed lies from the institutions of higher authority. And when we don't haven't really stopped, how in the world are we putting leashes on our necks and handed it to someone to walk us all over the world, telling us when to do and what to do? Why? Because if you don't do it, you're going to go to hell. That's fear-based. No, let me tell you something. If the great creator made you, there was no mistake at all. The only thing that you have is what the gift that the great creator gave you, is that you can do what you want. Now let's see who you really want to be. So the real choice is always up to us. Who do you really want to be? Do you want to, are you mad at the system because you're not the one that's benefiting of it? Or do you so despise the debauchery that it brings and the destruction that it brings that there's no way in the world that you'll participate in and you will understand that? And then not only that, your harmonic frequencies will gravitate to all and discern all of those things that are false. Even the ones that you thought were real, but the deception is great. It only deceives because we make ourselves, put ourselves in a position to be deceived. Now, I don't want to know. As long as it ain't happening to me, as long as they keep that over there, long as, you know, it's not affecting me and mine. I'm busy doing, I'm trying to get mine. You try to get yours. Do what you, there is no care. And like I always say, so many of us, nobody wants to be a slave, but everybody sure wants to have one. We got to release ourselves and release ourselves from all of the things, the lies and the deceptions that we've been brought to. And it's very easily done. It's done by your free will. There is no ceremony that you have to go through in order for that to happen. That is a fallacy in itself. It takes the free will in order for you to have a new direction. You don't think that's the truth? Put it this way. Have someone with the free will where they want to destroy something and look how productive they will become. And then have someone that wants to build something and look how productive they will become. The commitment to that will and to that drive will determine how far that individual goes. Yes, they will have challenges and everything else. One day, Scotty said, I want to do something about what's going on. And look at what Scotty has built. And look at what Scotty is building with you. When you move your free will to a direction that you will be caught in the tailwind of the ever-flowing blow that the great creator has, you will be doing amazing things. And let me tell you something. You're not going to find the great creator in some inanimate object. If you ever want to see the great creator, look at where man's hands are not, and that's where you'll see God's works. Look at the sun. Man didn't create that. Looking at the works of the great creator, the will of the great creator. Look at the planet. I'm not talking about the concrete jungle. I'm not talking about the civilization, the false civilization that's been put up on top of the earth. And God didn't stop them either. Let me tell you something. God is not going to destroy what they're building. You know what's going to destroy what they're building? They are. Their will is. And everyone else that has the same will as them. That is going to be their destruction. This is why it's so important, because I don't know about you, but the great creator God Almighty is not challenged by some story of some demons that are a threat to the sovereignty in the great loving creation of the great of God Almighty. Just doesn't stand the truth, the test of the truth. But it will be true. If we make it our living truth. So true. So next article. Check this one out. The next one is, this is the purge going full blown before the nuclear economic explosion. Dirty little secrets inside of the WikiLeaks of the ultra rich and ultra power. Check this out. This is what we've been talking about. This purge is going to continue to happen. Next one from Ron Paul Institution. Vietnam War at 50. Have we learned nothing? No. And they're already back in the Gulf of Tonkin on that anniversary. These people love anniversaries, and we're going to get into that today. Next one. The other problem with debt no one is talking about, and this is my commentary. There is also one important aspect of debt which was missed in this and many other stories concerning its adverse effects. And this is the wrong manner and that is the wrong manner in which we use cash. We do not use cash the correct way. And this is something we think that it is money and is not. And this is why people are going to be getting spit out at their ATM machines that says, come get your money. And it's a big lie. It's no money that they're going to give you at an ATM machine. It's nothing but coupons. And they're going to spit out two or three coupons and say, now go on, slave, and go and continue to build what it is that our will wants you to build. Because you are subject to our will because you surrendered yours. This is what it is. So check out that article. Next one, Future, the failure of war on cash. And this is a good one. The system will dismantle U.S. The U.S. economy standing via the loss of war as well. Why? Because it works so well in Germany. The system will dismantle the U.S. economic standing via a loss war. And I said as well. Why? Because it works so well in Germany. That's so true. And then the next one is from The Hill. Obama, Iran not following the spirit of the deal. You're right. And I just say, watch how this plays out. And then this is a big story for today. Saudi Arabia to slow Iran's exports. This comes from the Financial Times. And I said, this is huge and how wars kick off. If one major event happens during this so-called slowing, you will be paying $12 per gallon at the pump and food will be even worse. All they now have, this is why I believe the prices of oil were so low for so long in the past 6 months. Why? Because the strategic reserves of the world was being filled up so that they knew that the global nuclear war was going to start and you're going to need a lot of energy in order to do that. And they knew that the channels of the energy was going to be used as plausible deniability as to no shipment of oil is being moved. Why is that so important? Because of this. They're going to give you all the reasons why you're so poor. They're going to give you a new boogeyman in order to continue to swindle you out of your free will. And many of us will fall for it hook, line, and sinker. We won't be able to refuse to bite the hook. And this is going to be one of the hooks. They're building it as we speak. There is going to be a major incident in multiple parts of this earth. It's going to be the South Sea of China. It's going to be down in Southern and South America. It's going to be in Africa. And it's going to be in the trade channels within Africa where all of the oil moves around. It's going to be in Europe. And it's going to be in the Korean Peninsula. And it's going to be on the poles, North and South Poles. And those events are going to bring the demise of the common person's economy. And this is how they're telling you that this is coming. And you need to really be fully prepared for it. Because one of the things about their systems is that in their free will, they are not smarter than you. They're just more determined to evil than most of you are. But they will actually turn that around to where they will pay you to be the doers of their evil works. And let me tell you something. The way that we've grown up here is that we've been taught to sell out to someone else's agenda at the compromising of our morality. That's what a true sellout is. Someone that will compromise their morality for someone else's agenda. And they will give you as much of the absolute nothing that you want. What do I mean by that? They will give you all of the cash, which is nothing at all, in order for you to surrender and to do their evil bidding. Why? Because a wage of a slave is debt, and that's what they're going to give you. That's what they're working, that's what they continuously work on, and what we touch on here at Tando Radio Show so much, so that you will know. Today's show, we're going to look at the weaponry of food and what should be done about it. Second hour, we're going to jump into the Book of Enoch. I'm behind. But listen, this is another important story. Your newswire.com, Russia intelligence, CIA is a branch of Wall Street. Do you see where this is going with the purge? They're going to bring this. They're going to first cause a major economic collapse to happen. I don't care how old you are, how young you are, how much you worked, how much you paid into this, how much you thought you had. What they're going, they're telling you what they're going to do. They're going to collapse the economy, make you get on your knees, and they're going to give you a new boogeyman, just like they gave in New York and at the Gulf of Tonkin, and they gave at the Bismarck sinking for all of the wars and Pearl Harbor. They're going to give you a new boogeyman and say, because this boogeyman attacks you, this is what we need you to do. But you know what? In order so that this doesn't happen anymore, these are the so-called rights that we gave you that we're going to take away. You're not going to be able to walk around instead of walking around, now you're going to have to crawl all around. Why? Because it's in the best interest of the security needs in order for everybody to be safe. And you do know that we have the best interest of everybody at hand. And you will do what we say, because if you don't, we will rain upon you great pain and destruction through the threat of violence. Man, some point, we got to take back our free will and stop being the punks that we've been taught to be. Obeying. Did you really think about it? The great creator didn't create you to obey anything, but to create the sustainable love and life of everything. What are you talking about, David? God told us to obey. No, that's the one that they wanted you to put that seed of obedience to you so that you won't challenge the laws that they write. Man, the setup is deep, and we need to be even deeper as thinkers. So next one, Bloomberg, conversation with the Panama suddenly notorious offshore lawyers. This is all reaped. This is all extended. Do your own research. You'll see it goes back to the Nazis. This is all part of the Bank of International Settlements doing and the Nazis doing. Continues. I will give you all of this if you will just bow down before me. If you will just kneel down before me. Give you all of the world. Next article. Global research. Cleanup of Hillary's Libya mess. The purge. Next one. Super important article in Bloomberg. How hackers manipulate campaigns and elections. And I said hackers will be the main tool used in the people's purge after the many patsies are cooked. This is the tool that they're going to use because we are so addicted electronically to everything. We're so addicted to electronic devices, we have better relations with our devices than we do with our spouses, than we do with our brothers, our sisters, our mothers, our fathers, our friends. We have that, we carry that relationship with us more than others. And you even hear people say, I love my phone. You what? I love my tablet. I love my computer. You love your inanimate object, the inanimate object that was brought to you by CERN. The same CERN company that has bought the Large Hadron Collider that is looking to go into multiple dimensions within the universe and to open those portals for those dimensions and all of those living entities and other dimensions to have relationships with them here. All that same CERN that is trying to also build a man-made sun on this planet to mimic and to try to falsely create what the great creator God Almighty has made. The tricks are deep. Al Gore and the information superhighway, that's what was that movie, Inconceivable Truths? Man, that is nothing more than the biggest lie ever. And we fall for that stuff. Why? Because they're on TV. Why? Because they are the so-called authority figures. Why? Because this is the system that the great demonic ones, but the demonic ones and all of those that follow established this system, and we follow right along with it. Do you wonder why we walk around this planet with so many demons that reside in us all? Because we have all become demonic when you start to follow that type of stuff. It is a spirit that goes along with it and a frequency that changes that you gravitate to and you become receptive to, and then this also that you transmit. One of the things that we have to do is we have to look at ourselves in the mirror and look at the hell that we create. Very, very telling. They're going to use these hackers to totally destabilize everything. Now, the thing about these people is that they're not all powerful. They cannot contend with you, but what they have to do is deceive you. And once they deceive you, they are able to get you to walk into the trap without them even opening the door. You'll walk into the trap by opening it up yourself and will claim our cage as our home. We have a long way to go. There are not going to be many jobs in the future, but there's going to be much work for us to do. So that is some of the stories that are there. We're going to jump into today's what I want to talk about. We're going to go to a commercial break. When we come back, talk a little about this food thing and why it's so important, this, and talk about some of the things that you really, really, I think that you really should be engaging in, and we should be doing this collectively, taking back our overall free will. Guess what? We don't have to fight everybody. All we have to do is will our way to where we want to go and let everything fall the way it is going to fall. There are no challenge to us. There's no challenge to you. Let's be focused and let's be driven. You're listening to Tando Radio Show. At any time, give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 5490, 30 is 32 pound, and hit star 61. We'll see you in queue and definitely bring you up so that we can definitely talk about some of the things that are here and what's important to you. We'd love to hear from you. Whatever your question or comment is, it's so needed for our people. You listen to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com. You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For live programming schedules, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
The world will soon place you and your family members under geopolitical, economic, and social unrest. Are you ready? If your answer is no, then this is the opportune time for you to become informed, aware, and prepared for soon coming events. For only $25 per month, become educated in the area of precious metals and disaster preparedness for your home and businesses. For more information, email wolf6pack1@gmail.com. Because becoming an entrepreneur is very empowering, we would also like to encourage you in firing your boss. Learn the wonderful opportunities in the Forex market. Find out more about these proven strategies at www.imarketsliveinternational.com. The time has come that we become empowered instead of exploited.
You are tuned in to the Tando Radio Show on Black Talk Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Give us a call at 641-715-3660. That's 641-715-3660. The participant code is 549-032-POUND, 549-032-POUND. To signal the host, hit star 61. Now back to Dave in the Tando Radio Show.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I am your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A., and we have a live show for you today. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, would love to hear from you. You can call in at any time with your question or comment, and I think that's so important because a Dialogue is so more important than a monologue. Give us a call, 641-715-3660. And the participant code is 549032#. And just hit star 61. I will see you in queue and definitely bring you up. Now, yesterday we talked about the overall, what some of the plans are. And today I want to play this quick short video from Christine Lagarde. She's the chief of the IMF, and it's basically an occultic speech. It's like 7 minutes. I want you to really pay attention to what these people do and what you're working against. Why? Because we don't have the same energy and determination and direction that they do. They lead their own course. We follow their course. That's the main problem. We have to stop following the stuff that is going to lead to our demise. And we have to start moving in the direction that creates our own. You can't follow your way to heaven. You can't follow your way to heaven. It is something that you harmonically have to create, and you have to create from your free will. You can't be led there either. Think of what happened so-called with the children of Israel. They were trying to be led to the land of milk and honey. You can't get there following. You have to create it from your energy and from your spirit. So look at what their determination is and what they're doing. And more importantly, from what they've instituted, they have a right to everything because their energy has created it. They are in a different tailwind, one in which they create it, and that's the power of the free will. You can create it. You can do whatever it is that you want to do, but there's consequences for everything, too. As long as you're willing to live with the consequences, then you're more than capable of doing it all. So let's check out what Christine Lagarde is saying. And I want you to really think, why in the world am I playing by their rules? And by doing that, because we're following them, it's a very destructive course in a very destructive direction that they will lead us. And they continue to lead many people on this destructive path generation after generation, because people have blind faith, and blind faith is always the first step to genocide. Here we go. Check this out. One second. Scotty, can you hear it?
Thank you so much. Merci beaucoup.
Okay.
As you can tell, I do as I'm told, and I thought I had to
yes,
stand
we
up
hear
at
it,
the
Dave.
Time when the immediate predecessor would sit down, and clearly I...
Hold on. Did you hear what she said? Thanks, Scotty. Did you hear what she says? I do what I'm told, and I messed up. She's telling you everything from the very beginning to the very end. Listen up.
Down and clearly I failed. Good afternoon and thank you very much for having me with you. I would like to thank the National Press Club and especially President Angela Grilling-Keen for not only inviting me to this prestigious venue, but essentially presenting the outline of what I want to talk to you about now. So it's as if we had prepared that together, which we have not. Now, let me first of all, of course, begin by wishing you all a happy new year. I guess it's still time to do that, given that we are just exactly halfway through between our Western New Year and the Lunar New Year, which will loom in a few weeks' time. I think it's also appropriate to wish ourselves a happy new year, given what I would like to talk to you about, which has to do with the global economy and what we should expect for 2020.
Wait, before we go any further, do you see how they are using astrophysics, astronomically, and they're going to actually use numerology in all of these things? See, for the common person, that's all conspiracy theory. But see, these people follow a conspiracy agenda that is a ritual. And they think, yeah, dummy, just think it's nothing. And it's going to be what you follow, and you don't even know because you ignorantly do the path that we set out. Listen closely to what she said.
And what we should expect for 2014. Now I'm going to test you numerology skills by asking you to think about the magic seven. Okay? Most of you will know that seven is quite a number in all sorts of themes, religions, and I'm sure that you can compress numbers as well.
Hold on, I need to come back in 1 second. I sent Scotty the wrong one. Here it comes. I hope.
If we think about 2014, all right, I'm just giving you 2014, you drop the zero, 14, 2 times 7. Okay, that's just by way of example, and we're going to carry on.
I'll put this video up so you can read what they're saying in between the breaks.
So,
very telling.
If we think about 2014, all right, I'm just giving you 2014, you drop the zero, 14, 2 times 7.
It's about to come back. So, but what I'll do is I'll post this inside of Tando so you can read the commentary and the
what's the
caption
issue you have
in between.
Dave?
What's that?
What's the issue you having? Are you having technical issues? I'm sorry, I was on the phone.
No. No, you're fine, Scotty. It's just, well, I guess it is. Okay, here we go.
We're going to carry on. So 2014 will be a milestone and hopefully a magic year in many respects. It will mark the 100th anniversary of the First World War back in 1914. It will mark the 70th anniversary, drop the zero, seven, of the Bretton Woods Conference that actually gave birth to the IMF. And it will be the 25th anniversary of the fall of the Berlin Wall. 25th. It will also mark the 7th anniversary of the financial market jitters that quickly turned into the greatest global economic calamity since the Great Depression. The crisis still lingers. Yet, optimism is in the air. We've left the deep freeze behind us, and the horizon looks just a bit brighter. So my hope and my wish for 2014 is that after those 7 miserable years, weak and fragile, we have 7 strong years. Now, I don't know whether the G7 will have anything to do with it, or whether it will be the G20. I certainly hope that the IMF will have something to do with it. Now, I don't know whether the G7 will have anything to do with it, or whether it will be the G20. I certainly hope that the IMF will have something to do with it.
And I'm gonna stop it here. She talked about the 7-year cycle in so many ways. That's because that's the destruction pattern that they have. And she said that hopefully they will have another good 7 years from 2014, 7 years of that, to 2021. But you have to understand, who is she talking about it being good for? It's being good for the same institutions that have been in this depopulation program, and they are having good years. And they're hoping that it happens because they're going to agendize it. And did you hear when she said, I hope this, I don't know if the G7 or the G20 will have something to do with it. And she's giving warning to the rest of the world that the plans that the G7 has for the world is going to bring the IMF great power and position. How is that power and position given to the IMF? The IMF is an institution that comes and steals resources and brings debt beyond payable means to people, which causes the enslavement of nations. And they're looking for 7 good years. And that's the 7 good years at a time frame that we are going to see the destruction that will last beyond 2021, in my opinion. Because the Deagle report corroborates and validates that with the depopulation of what's going to be happening here in this country. We are going to lose three quarters of this population. And all of the metrics are going to be lost by almost anywhere to a third, to three quarters, to even up to losing 90% of what you've been known as this U.S. And why is this so important when she talked about the cycle of 7 and everything else? Because that's the demonic numerology that they follow. See, they taught you and told you that that came from somewhere else, but it didn't. It didn't at all. And what she was talking about with the G7, for all of you that's been listening to Tando, do you remember what the decision that the G7 made in 2015? The G7 said that that your bank deposits are no longer considered money, but is nothing more than a debt instrument. An instrument of debt. Why is that? Because they are going to have bail-ins throughout this world, and they're going to have a global war where they're going to continue to steal resources from people. And you would say, well, they got all the resources. But see, that's what they want you to think. You know the resource that they don't have? Because they have a demonic, insatiable appetite, is they don't have the population where they want it, and they're going to get it there. But they're going to, by their all intents and purposes, they are going to try to get it there. The only thing that's going to be able to stop them from doing that is us. They don't have the population where they want it, and they've been moving that direction as we speak now. This is why you're seeing the blood of diseases, autoimmune diseases, the autism, the mental illness, all of these things are rampant, the cancers and everything else, the diabetes, all of this stuff is rampant because why? When they cut off everything and have the economic collapse and everything, all those people will what? Be victims to the depopulation. And they want all older people right now. Why? Because when older people, when they don't have the means, they're not able and they're not physically strong enough to do what? Withstand the onslaught. And they give up. They give up by surrenders and their body is no longer as strong as it was before, especially with the poisons that they've been pushing and the synthetic drugs that they've been pushing. They have a plan, and they told you about how long this is going to last. And it's going to really start, it's been kicking in the gear. Think about it. 3.5 years later from that time period, well, I believe you'll see this full-blown in 2017. Full-blown. Why? Because they tell you their plan. Because they know that you don't know anything about yourself, nor do you know about those that are strategically planning your demise behind closed doors, which they call secrets, and they call it national of interest of national security, that they need to have secret meetings. What do you think is going on in those secret meetings? Because this is what they don't have, and this is what they won't want. They don't have the population what they wanted, and they don't have you surrendering your free will at the level and at the capacity that they want. They don't even want you to even think you have a choice. They want you to think from the institutional standpoint. How many people that do you know that identify themselves and introduce themselves by the institution or corporation that they work for? Everything about that corporation means is more important than their own children. How many institutions do you know that rule people's lives? How many people do you know that surrender to the almighty altar of the institution or the corporation that they're enslaved to? And they don't mind being enslaved to it. Why? Because that's a good master there. They take care of me. They give me good food. They give me money. They let me live in a life of comfort. Wow. We've called our cage our home. This is a part of the demise of the free will that was given to us by the great creator God Almighty through surrenderance. How do we break this? We have to start going back to the ecosystem and pulling out the herbs, the nourishment, the food that the ecosystem gives that will destroy everything that man creates in the demonic laboratories known as the pharmaceutical drug makers. All that vaccines and all of the poison that they put in the foods and the even the electrical programming, the electronic program that they put in fake foods. We are basically eating nothing but computer chips. Nanotechnology. Why? So it can send a signal so that we will think that we have our free will. And now you're really doing the mark of the beast, because it's your free will that determines that you have the mark of the beast. It's nothing that you can see. It's not anything that they told you about in a book. It's not anything that they told you about in lies. What the mark of the beast is when you surrender your free will. How do we prevent this? We got to take back our existence. And we got to take back our existence in steps in which that are obtainable and feasible for us to take. Get a garden. Get with people. Establish bonds with people. Establish cooperation with people. Change the way you eat. Change what you eat. We all have to do it. It's so much of the destructive food all around us is the only thing that we see. But you're going to have to use more than just your lying eyes. You're going to have to use your free will and your spirit to develop the heaven that awaits you. It waits you to develop it. Get a garden. develop living water in your life, not dead water. All of these things are a process in which you can start to do. Let me tell you, when we're living in what the system has created, we are actually living under the rules and the laws that were created by them. But I always say this, know all of the rules so that you can legally break them. And the key thing to this is the laws that they've established are unjust in all means, in all manners, in all fashions. But there is something, when they've established something, you can't partake in it in a way in which you expect it to actually redeem or to remit to you something that you have, that you will be remitted to in order to maintain the system itself. You're going to have to walk out of Egypt. We're going to have to let Pharaoh go. And these are the steps that we can take individually. And no matter where you are, once you decide that that's what you want to do, guess what? Your bonds become broken immediately. You're already free. The thing about it is that you enjoy it so much. You wonder, how much more of it? What else is there? How much more of this can I engage in? What more of this can I share? Wow. What else does the universe have that I can partake and share? And what do I have to give the universe so that we can live in harmonic peace and connection? Very, very important. These are some of the things that we have to do because they've established a culture by giving us trends to follow that become our culture that's based in their demonic rule and control. And this is something that I believe can be mitigated and can be overcome and passed by us all. You know, before the physical transformation of Dr. King said, I may not get there with you. He was basically telling you, I've already been there, because it wasn't something like what you physically think, because he spiritually has been there. And he was saying that you'll get there too, because I've seen it. I've been there. I live there now. In longevity, the longevity that man considers and will fight and kill so much for, this physical longevity of life here has its place. Longevity has its place. And what he was saying really is that death has its place. The real death that you do experience is from the surrendering of your free will here. It's not the one that they told you to be afraid of, because they put a box out and put a person's shell or an image, a physical image of them, which is not their overall selves. It's not the image that matters, but they told you it does. It's the presence that is key. Man, it's so important that we start to take back our existence, draw a line in the sand, and say, I will not be subject to this anymore. And then we can start to, you wonder why so many of us have the different issues, the mental illness and the struggles that we fight against. We say, this isn't me, and our monkey minds take over and say, this is what you need to do, because this is what you need to do to be accepted. You know, you need this doctrine, you need to be accepted by this corporation, you need to be acknowledged by the great Satan in order for you to be relevant. When the only thing that you ever need is what you've already been given, now how you dispense that love that you've been given is your choice. How are you going to give it away, and what are you going to use to create with it? That is the key for everything. So what I want to do now, I'm going to go to a quick commercial break. When we come back, I wanted to put synthesize this and put this all in and hear about the testament of Enoch and how you can see how all of this starts to come together, because we're not the only living beings in this planet. We have been arrogantly and ignorantly taught those things, and we walk around this place like we are. And I'm going to tell you, like I said before, I totally understand why different entities and different living spirits from out the universe don't want to come here, because this ain't a destination to visit, because the people here are shallow, low, and unloving and uncaring. I'm not worried about what they gonna do. I continuously see what we do as being the biggest threat to all of the other living frequencies, because we are so immature and so selfish, because that's what we've been taught to be. So we're going to go to a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to jump in the Book of Eli, and I hope you catch some of the things that's there so that you can see how powerful you are. You listen to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
This is Brother Elliot, host of Time for an Awakening, and you're listening to Black Talk Radio Network, new media for the new millennium.
Make Black Talk Radio your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium. The Tando Radio Show is live on Black Talk Radio Network Monday through Fridays at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern. Check Black Talk Radio Network on Facebook for updates. Also, don't forget to follow Tando Radio Show on Facebook as well. Have a question or comment for the host? Give us a call at 641-715-3660. That's 641-715-3660. The participant code is 549-032-POUND. That's 549-032-POUND. To signal the host, hit *61. Now back to Tando Radio Show on the Black Talk Radio Network.
All right, welcome back, everyone. We're getting ready to go into the Book of Enoch. But before we do that, you know, I wanted to, you know, I thought about something that Sister Davis said yesterday, and I wanted to elaborate on it a little bit more. And it's something that I consider very, very important in things that, you know, coming to grip with myself. And I truly, truly love that whole process. You know, if you look at us as human beings on this planet, and I said to Brother Mel last week that, don't think that we are indigenous to this planet. And I say that for a lot of different reasons, but I started to really think about it, because our spirits are much more than just a place of a planet. But if you look at us as human, as the living species on this planet, one of the things that we are the only, think about this, we are the only species on this planet that cook our food. We're the only species on this planet that actually cook our food. And I believe that there's a reason why. And one of the things that's so important is the foods that you really need to cook are meats. Because we don't, and to me, I'm starting to realize why eating the meat in so many things is, Sister Davis said, you're eating something dead. You're participating in a demonic sacrifice in some fashion, in some form. But see, we don't look at it that way, and I understand for those that don't, but you really think about, what are they doing to a lot of people? You know, they're consuming people, they're harvesting body parts, they're stealing organs, they are actually have sacrifices, and they also have sacrifices of animals in the past, and then they have their different eating of the meat, eating of what they've killed. And then what they do is let me tell you something about these people. They're so deceptive. They develop that as a regular practice, saying that this is not a ritual that you're following, but it's just something that you need to do. You need to eat. When we should be eating things that our bodies are naturally made to digest. And do you know, if you try to eat raw meat, that you will use more calories than the overall calorie intake for you to digest it, because your body doesn't have the enzyme, the proteins, the teeth, nor the stomach acids in order to actually dissolve that meat. It has to be cooked in order for you to actually use it for your body to gain any nourishment from it. You would basically be eating yourself to starvation if you eat raw meat. You would be using so much, you would be losing so many calories in order to do it. But we're the only ones on this planet that have to do that. Have you ever thought why? Have you ever looked at some of the truths as to why? Because I don't think, and this is what I said, I think, I could be wrong, but the evidence is showing me that we are not indigenous to this planet. It is where we are, and it is something that we've been here for so long, but I think that our spirit is much more and more encompassing, and it's there are other things that are tied and involved in it. But I do know one thing. The practice of eating meat is one of the lies that they've told us, because the true spirit of it all doesn't add up. The great creator did not make a mistake with your digestive system. Someone else did with the ritual of the lie. And it was a deception. So just wanted to throw that out to give you something to ponder about, think about. And I would love to hear from you all about that. So I want to go to the book of Enoch and see why this testament of Enoch was so important, and what was it that was taken out, and why is it not one of the things that is used from within our overall teaching. But I think everything is there for us to know and to find out on our own, so that we can absolutely execute and to agendize our own free will. So let me set this up and then let's get going on. Here's the book of Enoch.
The book of Enoch.
Here it is. We go to this spot, right? Oh, I missed it. I had it. There we go. Here we go.
And saw there three portals of the heaven open, such as I had seen in the east, the same number of portals and the same number of outlets. And from thence I went to the south, to the ends of the earth, and saw there three open portals of the heaven. And thence there came dew, rain, and wind. And from thence I went to the east, to the ends of the heaven, and saw there three eastern portals of heaven open, and three small portals above them. Through each of these small portals pass the stars of heaven, and run their course to the west on the path which is shown to them. And as often as I saw, I blessed always the Lord of glory. And I continued to bless the Lord of glory, who has wrought great and glorious wonders, to show the greatness of his work to the angels and to spirits and to men, that they might praise his work and all his creation, that they might see the work of his might and praise the great work of his hands and bless him forever. The second vision which he saw, the vision of wisdom, which Enoch, the son of Jared, the son of Mahalalel, the son of Canaan, the son of Enos, the son of Seth, the son of Adam saw. And this is the beginning of the words of wisdom, which I lifted up my voice to speak and say to those which dwell on earth. Hear ye men of old time, and see ye that come after, the words of the Holy One, which I will speak before the Lord of Spirits. It were better to declare them only to the men of old time, but even from those that come after, we will not withhold the beginning of wisdom. Till the present day, such wisdom has never been given by the Lord of Spirits, as I have received according to my insight, according to the good pleasure of the Lord of Spirits, by whom the lot of eternal life has been given to me. Now three parables were imparted to me, and I lifted up my voice and recounted them to those that dwell on earth. The first parable. When the congregation of the righteous shall appear, and sinners shall be judged for their sins, and shall be driven from the face of the earth, and when the righteous one shall appear before the eyes of the righteous, whose elect works hang upon the Lord of Spirits, and light shall appear to the righteous and the elect who dwell on the earth. Where then will be the dwelling of the sinners? And where the resting place of those who have denied the Lord of Spirits? It had been good for them if they had not been born. When the secrets of the righteous shall be revealed, and the sinners judged, and the godless driven from the presence of the righteous and elect, from that time those that possess the earth shall no longer be powerful and exalted, and they shall not be able to behold the face of the holy. For the Lord of Spirits has caused his light to appear on the face of the holy, righteous, and elect. Then shall the kings and the mighty perish and be given into the hands of the righteous and holy. And thenceforward, none shall seek for themselves mercy from the Lord of Spirits, for their life is at an end. And it shall come to pass in those days that the elect and holy children will descend from the high heaven, and their seed will become one with the children of men. And in those days Enoch received books of zeal and wrath, and books of disquiet and expulsion. And mercy shall not be accorded to them, saith the Lord of Spirits. And in those days a whirlwind carried me off from the earth, and set me down at the end of the heavens. And there I saw another vision, the dwelling places of the holy, and the resting places of the righteous. Here mine eyes saw their dwellings with his righteous angels, and their resting places with the holy. And they petitioned and interceded and prayed for the children of men. And righteousness flowed before them as water, and mercy like dew upon the earth. Thus it is amongst them forever and ever. And in that place mine eyes saw the elect one of righteousness and of faith. And I saw his dwelling place under the wings of the Lord of Spirits. And righteousness shall prevail in his days, and the righteous and elect shall be without number before him forever and ever. And all the righteous and elect before him shall be as strong as fiery light. And their mouths shall be full of blessing, and their lips extol the name of the Lord of Spirits. And righteousness before him shall never fail, and uprightness shall never fail before him. There I wished to dwell, and my spirit longed for that dwelling place. And there heretofore hath been my portion. For so it has been established concerning me before the Lord of the Spirits. In those days I praised and extolled the name of the Lord of Spirits with blessings and praises, because he hath destined me for blessing and glory according to the good pleasure of the Lord of Spirits. For a long time my eyes regarded that place, and I blessed him and praised him, saying, Blessed is he, and may he be blessed from the beginning and forevermore. And before him there is no ceasing. He knows before the world was created what is forever and what will be from generation unto generation. Those who sleep not bless thee. They stand before thy glory and bless, pray, and extol, saying, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of spirits. He filleth the earth with spirits. And here my eyes saw all those who sleep not, and they stand before him and bless him and say, Blessed be thou, and blessed be the name of the Lord forever and ever. And my face was changed, for I could no longer behold. And after that I saw thousands of thousands, and 10,000 times 10,000. I saw a multitude beyond number and reckoning, who stood before the Lord of spirits. And on the four sides of the Lord of spirits I saw four presences, different from those that sleep not. And I learnt their names, for the angel that went with me made known to me their names, and showed me all the hidden things. And I heard the voices of those four presences, as they uttered praises before the Lord of glory. The first voice blesses the Lord of spirits forever and ever. And the second voice I heard blessing the elect one, and the elect ones who hang upon the Lord of spirits. And the third voice I heard pray and intercede for those who dwell on the earth and supplicate in the name of the Lord of spirits. And I heard the fourth voice fending off the Satans and forbidding them to come before the Lord of spirits to accuse them who dwell on the earth. After that, I asked the angel of peace who went with me, who showed me everything that is hidden. Who are these four presences which I have seen, and whose words I have heard and written down? He said to me, The first is Michael, the merciful and long-suffering. And the second, who is set over all the diseases and all the wounds of the children of men, is Raphael. And the third, who is set over all the powers, is Gabriel. And the fourth, who is set over the repentance unto hope of those who inherit eternal life, is named Phanuel. And these are the four angels of the Lord of spirits, and the four voices I heard in those days. And after that I saw all the secrets of the heavens, and how the kingdom is divided, and how the actions of men are weighed in the balance. And there I saw the mansions of the elect, and the mansions of the holy. And mine eyes saw there all the sinners being driven from thence, which deny the name of the Lord of spirits, and being dragged off. And they could not abide because of the punishment which proceeds from the Lord of spirits. And there mine eyes saw the secrets of the lightnings, and of the thunder, and the secrets of the winds, how they are divided to blow over the earth, and the secrets of the clouds and dew. And there I saw from whence they proceed in that place, and from whence they saturate the dusty earth. And there I saw closed chambers out of which the winds are divided, the chamber of the hail and winds, the chamber of the mist, and of the clouds, and the cloud thereof hovers over the earth from the beginning of the world. Then I saw the chambers of the sun and moon, whence they proceed and whither they come again, and their glorious return, and how one is superior to the other, and their stately orbit, and how they do not leave their orbit, and they add nothing to their orbit, and they take nothing from it, and they keep faith with each other in accordance with the oath by which they are bound together. And first the sun goes forth and traverses his path according to the commandment of the Lord of spirits, and mighty is his name forever and ever. And after that I saw the hidden and the visible path of the moon, and she accomplishes the course of her path in that place by day and by night, the one holding a position opposite to the other before the Lord of spirits. And they give thanks and praise and rest not, for unto them is their thanksgiving rest. For the sun changes oft for a blessing or a curse, and the course of the path of the moon is light to the righteous and darkness to the sinner in the name of the Lord, who made a separation between the light and the darkness, and divided the spirits of men, and strengthened the spirits of the righteous, in the name of his righteousness. For no angel hinders, and no power is able to hinder, for he appoints a judge for them all, and he judges them all before him. Wisdom found no place where she might dwell. Then a dwelling place was assigned her in the heavens. Wisdom went forth to make her dwelling among the children of men, and found no dwelling place. Wisdom returned to her place, and took her seat among the angels. And unrighteousness went forth from her chambers, whom she sought not she found, and dwelt with them, as rain in a desert, and dew on a thirsty land. And I saw other lightnings, and the stars of heaven. And I saw how he called them all by their names, and they hearkened unto.
Okay, everyone, I wanted to stop it there because there was a lot that was said in that portion of the book of Enoch. I hope that you caught some of it. We got a caller in queue, and go to that caller in just 1 second. But righteousness found no place and left and went to the heavens among the angels, while unrighteousness found a place and became like the dew to the desert. Do you know what the dew is known as? Known as the manna that came from heaven. And did you hear what was said about the stars and the constellations and the planets? They have an agreement among themselves in a collectiveness in which they live in. This is why you're going to continue to see why the book of Enoch is not something that the local organized religions wanted to be known, because it fundamentally based everything as to the free will and the collective livingness of the whole universe. This is why the book of Enoch is such a problem for modern religion, because it's not one that brings about the message that is misappropriated in today's, in yesterday's world. And this is my opinion, but I can see that being the case from my overall time that I've been here at this place, at these moments, in this part of my eternity. I see how the stars, and I see how the constellations in our solar system, and I see how our solar system planetary bodies work in relationship with each other. And they all have different personalities, and they're all living beings. There's so much of life around us. We don't need to look for ET. You see it every day. But see, man told you not to believe your lying eyes, but to believe what they write down and tell you in the school of obedience. Because that is the only acceptable way for you to maintain the civilization where unrighteousness has found and made a home here. She comes and she stays. And in order for you to be given provisions from unrighteousness, you have to be obedient to the agreement and accordances that she has established among men. Book of Enoch. We're going to continue to look at the book of Enoch because it puts a lot of things in perspective on your individual journeys, and it may not be something that helps you in a way that it helped me, but it may be something that could be beneficial to you, and this is why we're going to bring it here. So we have a call in queue. Don't want to keep them waiting. I hope you pick that up within the book of Enoch, and we're going to continue to look at it. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What is your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment?
Hey, Brother Davis. It's Brother Davis, man.
Brother Davis, what's going on? Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I was listening and admiring some of the content. I don't think a lot of people realize that this was written for the celestials. So
yes.
Therefore, they did not want it exposed to man because they could not understand the standard. And when I say understand the standard, I mean understand the standard of truth. And that's one of the reasons why I'm on the path I am with Wednesday night. And we have to learn to discern so that we can make decisions that are based on our real self, meaning that one on a path to find their divine path, and the one you used to be who was victimized by the deception of the world. And in every case, you'll also have what's called duality, and that's duality is the option of your will to make a decision, be it good or evil. They try to use twisted terms. Twisted terms are like right or wrong, black or white, and then spiritual. But what we have to understand is the focus of what our spirit path should be is based on two aspects of the same duality, which is good and evil. If what you do edifies, meaning that everything that is living in contact comes in contact with it, can either grow by it or gain something from it, then it's considered good. But if it is done by any other manner than good, then it is considered deception. And deception comes in so many shades of gray. And that is one of the reasons why I have said, and I'll continue tomorrow to say, we must document our decisions.
Muted.
We'll know why we made those decisions based on good and evil. Because the battle continues on and there's no one who can escape it. Even those monks who run up in the mountains, they only run to escape the temptations of the time in which they live. Well, that is not what is meant when it says in the world. And see, that's one of the things the Book of Enoch talks about, how those people are separated. Well, they're separated by their level of divinism. If they have grown to a stage where they can literally be offered the avenue into those areas that are worthy, then they will. But it requires work. And we live in the most deceptive time with all of the bells and whistles and nuances of technology to keep us there. It's a work in order for us to stay on the path of truth. And the sad part about it is that some people see it and don't understand it. Other people who understand it are trying to stay on the path, and it's not an easy task. That is one of the reasons why meditation plays such an important role, so that we can literally take this truth and implant it into our subconscious so that our subconscious will operate in the same realm of truth as our conscious. Because in reality, you can make up your mind to do anything you want. But if your subconscious does not agree with you, you're not going to stay in that mindset. So, given what you said tonight in reference to the celestials, I want people to understand that it's a standard, and many people have a right to achieve that standard because we all have what is called a basic birthright, and this is what we're entitled to. But once again, it means nothing if you don't operate in it. So I wanted to give a little plug for tomorrow night's show. It'll be dialoguing truth from deception, so that we're able to discern what is truth and what is deception. And we're really being put to the task now with GMO fruits and vegetables and everything around us. You have no idea the multitude of discernment that you need in this day and age in order to live a life that is just good and peaceful. And really, that's the reward in this life, is to have peace at that time when you're ready to rest. Because if you're running from program to program, a lot of people don't even know what REST is, let alone how to find it. So I wanted to give a shameful plug about tomorrow night's show. It will be more on focusing on journaling so that we can set the level of truth in our consciousness and be able to walk in that truth in a subconscious and a conscious state.
You know what, Brother Davis, and I'm glad that you brought that up, because you talked about the duality. And if you listen to, like you was said, that the Book of Enoch is really talking of, is establishing the celestial realm, that is the part of the heavens and part of the dimensions that in which we all engage in. And it's so funny. It's not funny, but I love the duality that was brought by looking at the planets in their agreement, in their accordance, in the constitution, which they live in agreement in, meaning that they could walk away from it at any time, but there's a collective connection that they have to it. And then righteousness had, she had came and found no place here, and then decided to go into, to find a home among the angels. But then unrighteousness came and found a place and became like the springs and the dew in the deserts here. That's the duality. And the thing about meditation that, I appreciate you bringing to us, the meditation actually allows you to push out the duality or the wrong process of it, or the things that you have that you don't want. Just like you said, you have a choice. The things that you don't want, you can remove. Because what you remove from what you don't want, you are a open vessel for holding and controlling, not controlling, but holding and abiding in more of what you do want, so that you can be fulfilled in that. And that's where righteousness found, because pushed out. Believe me, righteousness had a choice and it chose to be righteous, and unrighteous had a choice and it was chosen to be unrighteous. That's why it found here and one found in another place. And meditations allows you to establish your universe among the celestial beings, the angels, or among the low frequency of this cast iron system that we have here. So low frequency.
Absolutely. And we have to understand the importance of, when you do evil, you carry guilt. When do you do good, you carry peace. And these are the terms in which we must understand that are either a burden to us or they glorify us. That's simple. Then remember, anytime you do something wrong, you're in the back of your mind, you're saying, wow, I wish I did that. That's called stress. Stress leads to destruction. All of these things play a role in who we are in this celestial, what is considered to be cosmology of all living things. The universe is living, and everything on this earth that is living is connected. And to this new deception of GMOs, and this is the insidious evil that is among us. And you can, if you partake of it, it will mutate in you. And the sad part about it is that a lot of people are not informing themselves, so they become victim of their own ignorance. And we see that already with Fukushima. Fukushima is a self-ELE. ELE is a life extinction event. And see, people don't want to look at it as that because they don't see it in their backyard. But yeah, the world knows. And as long as the world knows, there's somebody out there who can give you truth. And that's the path we need to follow.
So true. Brother Davis, can't wait for tomorrow's show with you on Wise Wednesdays. Everyone, definitely you want to tune into that. I will be here and be waiting to engage in that. And I just thank you. Give my regards to Sister Davis, Brother Davis, and looking forward to tomorrow's show. And Brother Davis, I don't know if Sister Davis got it out yesterday. A couple of people have asked, if you would give your email address so that they can contact you, if at all possible. Could you give an email address or how people can contact you, Brother and Sister Davis?
So you can reach us at blessed, B-L-E-S-S-E-D, R, Davis, at AOL.com. And I do
Blessed, R, Davis, at AOL.com.
That's right. Blessed, B-L-E-S-S-E-D. Now understand, everything that I do emanates from the area of where I want to go. And that's how we must live. That's how we must live. If we want to do something deceptive, people put different pages on the internet so that they can do their thing, because the internet is the ultimate curtain. And the sad part about it is that that's what you call practice deception. Ultimately, it's going to come to your pitfall or your destruction of whatever the ideas you're trying to achieve. But we have a lot of work to do as divine beings, because during this process, you're evolving from your human state to your divine state. And if you noticed that when you talked about the Book of Enoch, they talked about the divine nature. And the reason being is because that is truly your nature, but you must evolve to that. But we're open, and I'm hoping, and I'm working at it. So be blessed, brother, and I'm going to listen to the end
Thank
of the
you.
Show. And hit me up anytime y'all want to. At least I can do is be a reference, if nothing else. Thank you.
Yes, I appreciate it. And that's going to be the end of the show. And tomorrow is Wise Wednesday with Brother Davis. Definitely check that out. God willing, we will be here. I just want to thank you all for listening. It's never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later. And before you ask for a blessing, make sure to be a blessing. Much love and much respect until we talk and see each other again. Much love, much respect. Good night.
Girl, you are rich, even with nothing. And you know tenderness comes.